Joe and Legs React to the number one cause of obesity is genetics claim. Wait,
the
what?
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Wait, why are they upset about this? Wait, I don't get it.
Lady on CNN, on 60 Minutes, they interviewed her. She's some new woman who works in the White House. And they asked her about obesity. She said the number one cause of obesity is genetics. And it doesn't matter what you do. Like, you could be a person who has a perfect diet and exercises and sleeps right, and you're still obese. Mm-hmm. And the health experts went nuts. Like, that's not...
No. There's no way this is a charitable interpretation of what the... Whoever this person who said what they said, said. There's no shot that they were just like, you can work out as much as you want and you will still be obese. Like, so many people think this. First of all, genetics is a gigantic factor in obesity. And the study that they're talking about, I think, was the one that the Daily covered as well. Talking about childhood obesity and how numerous tests were conducted on schools with literally like, the control schools not showing any significant differences from the test schools that they actually were, you know, promoting better dietary habits and like more active lifestyle choices in. That is so marginal. That kind of marginal change is not, I think, dramatic enough to like override our food culture that was created by the agricultural industry and our lobbies. But also genetic components do play a big role. Genetic factors might not necessarily mean that like you are genetically predisposed towards obesity automatically. What they potentially think it could be is the fact that like even with our awful diet that we have currently in the United States of America, there might be a genetic marker that makes it that triggers obesity or like triggers a way that you break down food differently. It's not a mistake that our food has changed dramatically though. High fructose corn syrup. It's infinitely less healthy as far as like the macronutrients that are inside of your food. But I do think that genetics play a role in it. I mean, genetics certainly played a role in it for me. My family is not from America and they were fucking obese in Turkey. You know what I mean? Turkey, especially back then, not exactly known for being like super obese or anything, even though now pretty unhealthy. Like my family was American obese. You know what I mean? In Turkey. The American diet stacks its deck against people so heavily that genetic resistance to the effects of the diet might be the biggest predictor of whether or not a person is obese. I talked about all of this with Bradley Martin with respect to like hidden components that truly change people's dietary habits and changes like the makeup of a population in our latest Fear End episode, which many people said was their favorite episode of the podcast. Where I talked about walkable cities, for example, and public transportation, like adequate public transit and walkable cities and not allowing certain preservatives or certain types of food to be readily consumed, high fructose corn syrup, shit like that. Not having all of that, all of those chemicals in our food, for example, play a gigantic role in the way that people fucking get fat or not fat. Drug maker paid for news story on CBS's 60 Minutes. Doctor group alleges. Group alleges segment had only experts paid by the drug. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you know what's really fucked up about the drug, the Ozempic, or like all the other ones? No human long-term testing results yet, but animals have been tested with it, and it can have, it can, from what I understand, lead to thyroid issues. Yeah, you can't get on it if there's a family history of thyroid cancer. The other part of the conversation that most people don't talk about with respect to Ozempic or whatever... and other diet supplements like this is that, yes, you shed all the weight because it like makes you feel repulsed by food. However, remember, these are now so popular that they consistently run out. And when it runs out and you can't get it, you literally shoot back up three times in, sometimes like twice the amount of weight that you gain that you originally lost. In the study of rapid weight gain back, they didn't have a healthy diet, I believe. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense if you don't really have a healthy diet and you fucking just have a repulsed feeling from food and you end up losing fucking 30 pounds in 1 month. If you accidentally have to get off of it because of shortages or whatever, you're fucked because you're going to want to eat even more as soon as you don't have that medicine making you feel repulsed by food. Yeah, celebrities have been doing a shitload of... celebrities have been doing this in Hollywood, for the record. Celebrities are taking Ozempic, a drug intended for diabetes, to help them lose weight rapidly, but is that safe? And now... there's a big push for, there is genuinely a big push for this to be like mass used by people as a diet drug. Like it's like openly being given to people. It's no longer considered like a no-no for weight loss. Anyway, let's watch the number one cause of obesity is genetics.
Not what the data shows. The data shows that most people who are obese have obese parents and they come from an obese family. But they're all doing the wrong thing. It's not, there's not like a person in that family that's eating grass-fed steak and running marathons and lifting weights and getting up at 6 in the morning and getting in a cold plunge and doing all these different things, but it's still fat as fuck.
Yeah.
And they're watching their calories in and calories out and they're...
First of all, that's not true. There's plenty of people who do work out and there's plenty of people who do diet like crazy and are still not able to fucking lose the weight. But I do find it funny that he's like, cold plunge, dude. Dog, you got to do cold plunge. That's how you lose all the weight. A buddy of mine was obese, started doing cold plunges, skinny as fuck now. Bro, if you eat in a deficit, isn't it impossible not to lose weight? Of course it's not. Of course it's impossible to not lose weight if you eat in a deficit. For example, if you just don't eat at all, especially if you're like a particularly fat individual, you can go for a lot longer without eating anything technically and not die. Does that mean it's healthy? Does that mean it's consistent? Does that mean it is the right way to lose the weight? Does that mean it's like as easy for you as it is for like even someone who's trying hard but has like a less broken metabolism? No, of course not. People just say it really is that simple though. Like they're not fucking munching on whatever the fuck they want and not gaining weight. One day you will understand. You're going to be like 35 years old, okay? You're going to be 35 years old and you're going to realize your metabolism isn't as fast as it was. And motherfuckers like me who were fucking obese their whole goddamn lives are going to be sitting around with a goddamn six pack laughing at you, okay? You fucking piece of shit. I'm sick and tired of these dumb motherfuckers who are like, oh, no, I've been skinny my whole life. Just stop eating. Shut the fuck up, bitch. You don't know what it's like. And at that point, you have 35 years of eating like shit that you never even thought about. Fuck you. For some people, reducing their caloric intake is not sustainable. And on top of that, it is literally like, for some people, they have to reduce it a lot, okay? Like a gigantic amount, like an unsustainable amount to even lose some of the weight.
You know, 1,000 calories a day in exercise and they're still fat as fuck. That's not real. Like to say that, and to say it on 60 Minutes, there's this weird thing going on where people want to say it's not your fault. And it isn't your fault. I mean, if you believe in determinism, if you believe in the impact of the people around you and the environment that you're in, which is most certainly real, the impact of your parents, the impact of modeling, you're modeling after other people's bad decision making, that's all real. That's 100% real. But to say that all obesity is just genetic is bonkers. That's a bonkers thing to say. And it discredits all these people that we know that were obese, that without surgery lost all that weight and looked great.
That's crazy. No, that's not. It doesn't discredit anybody. What the fuck? Bro, not a single person who's ever actually had to struggle with weight would ever say that. That's crazy. He just made up a whole ass person to be like, it's discrediting all these people who lost it like the natural way. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. What are you talking about?
Perfect example. There was a guy that was at one point in time like 500 plus pounds, right? How big was Ethan when he was at his biggest? Jamie will find out. Documented all of it. Did it publicly because he was a fucking star. He's a famous actor. Lost all the weight and now looks great and did it through exercise and discipline and even like was really open about the fact that he gained a lot of it back a couple times. He went from 550 to 255. He did that. Wow. He did that himself. I mean, he did it and he documented it.
Man, this is so dumb. Everyone that loses weight does it themselves. The fuck do you mean?
But he did it. And to say that it's all genetic. Like, no, he had the same genes. Like, this is the same guy. It's not.
And it's also not inspiring.
Bro, I'm sorry. I can't deal with this, dude. I'm losing my fucking mind. I hate this. I hate this conversation. It's so stupid. It's not inspiring. Man, who gives a fuck? Like, literally, who gives a fuck, dude? On the one hand, you're constantly talking about how, like, obesity is the worst thing that could happen to a person. and like it's like a moral failing or whatever. And then when there's like a method, let's say, or a new method of you know, not being obese anymore, they're like, well, that's like, that's fake though. Like, you're discounting shit. You know, what the fuck? How dare you say like genetic factors are an important component here? I don't, you're right, by the way. The 60 Minute segment framed the issue like you might not be able to lose weight with diet alone, and it's not your fault. These drugs developed by our ad partner will definitely help you lose weight. While that is true, I don't like the way that they framed it either. Yes, you can still, of course, lose weight with diet and physical fitness. But how hard it will be varies. How hard it will be for you varies due to genetic considerations, genetic factors, due to your material conditions, okay? And that is precisely why I get frustrated when people are like, oh yeah, just take this fucking miracle drug. Especially when, you know, the miracle drug you're talking about is like $1,300 and the government is not, you know, subsidizing it. How is overcoming genetic diversity not fucking inspiring? Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, people are saying genetic considerations are more important than previously thought with respect to people becoming obese. It doesn't fucking matter. He overcame, like, his genetic predisposition then. That is inspiring still. You're right.
Some people are discouraged easily, and some people are not. And I don't know why. Yeah. But to say that there's no way is crazy. To say there's no way is, like, that's irresponsible. And it's also, like, to say that and just put it on 60 Minutes, hey, guys, that's not true. And you could talk to a lot of people that have lost weight, and they'll tell you it's not true.
I don't believe it. I don't think people that lost weight, unless they're like fucking weirdo freaks, are going to turn around and be like, no, your genes play no role in it. Actually, it was because I was a fat piece of shit who couldn't shut my mouth up in the way that Joe Rogan is presenting it. That's crazy. That I don't know. I'm sure there are a lot of weirdo freaks, but I don't even think that the guy he's bringing up, Ralphie Mayer or whatever, does he say that?
It's like, you can't lie. You can't lie, and you can't be a fucking, you can't expect me to think that you're really an expert when you say things like that.
Yeah, but you also can't criticize Bill Gates by saying he has a soft body.
Of course you can.
Of course you're being a comedian, but.
But he does. And if he's talking about health, no, hey buddy, get your house in order first.
Oh my God, dude. Joe, your body is kept together by like a metric ton of steroids, man. Come on, dude. I hate this take. Like, yes, you work out a lot. You do cold plunges. But my man, your nipples look like Diglett for a reason, dog. Calm the fuck down. Talking shit about other people's bodies and shit. Jesus Christ. What a fucking ape this guy is.
Bill Gates can't talk about health. He's too soft. Bill Gates too soft talk about health. Me, I strong. People say I got Vienna sausage nipple, but that's because I eat good. My nipple very, very pronounced. That's why I lead our entire group.
Yeah, he's like, Joe Rogan goes to his doctor and he's like, I'm sorry, what's your fucking body fat percentage again? More than 13%. I can't see your fucking abs, dude. Get the fuck out of here. Joe Rogan would rather listen to Bradley Martin than his fucking doctor, dude.
He's like, yeah, dude, Bradley Martin is big guy, jacked. Gonna listen to him, sorry. He's the most jacked. He knows health. He knows health better than my fucking doctor. Sorry, doctor, I know you told me that I have cancer and I need to go on chemotherapy immediately, but guess what? This other guy who's like way more jacked than you told me that that's not the case. So I think I'm going to go with him instead. Fucking bubblegut ass, dude. Jesus Christ. Hassan's just mad he doesn't have Joe's body. Yes, I do. I'm so mad. I really want this body. You're right, Chatter. Come on, man. Look, I admire how much effort and work Joe Rogan puts into his body. I do. I don't even have an issue with steroids. But I also understand that there are medical complications that come along with with extended use of steroids. And ultimately, like, I think, you know, saying that people who have soft bodies who are otherwise healthy can't say anything about health because they don't have my level of, like, lean muscle mass is fucking insane.
This clip, Joe
literally contradicts what he's saying now and says genetics and biology does play a part about at minute one. Yeah, he also acknowledged that too, I think.
I think the variety, there's so many different things that need to happen to a person to force them into action. What do you think is the key things? Is it inspiration? Is motivation? Is it that you don't want to die or you don't want to be sick any longer, that you're fed up? Or is it being inspired by a guy like David Goggins or Cameron Haynes or someone like that?
Oh, David Goggins, dude. I can't. Always David fucking Goggins, dude. Real talk, why the Goggins hate? I hate the whole, like, get up, motherfucker. Like, I'm the military guy. I'm the fucking military man in your ear type shit all the time. It's just, like, the most, like, annoying type of person. I'm more of a fuck Jocko guy. I mean, he's not as bad as Jocko. Goggins' life story is pretty good, and he's more than the rah, 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 4 a.m. shit. First of all, yeah, he's a self-help guy. Okay, I'm just going to say it, okay? People that like ultra marathons, kind of weird. Not a fan of meatheads? What the fuck do you mean? I love meatheads. I had the meatiest of meatheads on my broadcast sitting next to me on Sunday. I don't like people who are like sanctimonious. And also, I can't stand fucking long distance motherfuckers, dude. They're just, I don't get it. It pisses me off. I'm angry. When I think about it, it makes me mad. I will never care about that level of fucking endurance development. Okay. I just don't care. I'm sorry.
And they were discussing that semaglutide doesn't just make you lose fat, but also makes you lose muscle in many cases. And that's probably because you're not taking in enough food, right? Because what it's doing is I'm just guessing. There might be some other mechanisms involved, obviously. But if you're full quicker, which is the idea behind this stuff, it's almost like you're taking an injection that does the same thing as like a belly band. If you're not eating enough food and you're losing fat that quickly, you might be losing muscle too. Like, because when people go on like binge diets, they starve themselves, they lose muscle.
Wait, this is yet another Joe Rogan Experience episode where in the 6 minutes, he basically found a way to contradict himself and then come to the conclusion that like maybe the doctor wasn't entirely wrong, especially because it's something about fitness. So he knows better and is like literally just wearing himself down.